In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Make us, O Lord, worthy to pray to you thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. For he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to himself, spared us, supported us, and has brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life. The Pantocrator, the Lord our God. O Master, Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour. Therefore we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people and from this your holy place. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humbled bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Come, let us kneel down, let us ask Christ our God. Come, let us kneel down, let us beseech Christ our King. Come, let us kneel down, let us entreat Christ our Savior. O Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, our God, through the intercession of Saint Mary and all your saints, preserve us and bring us to a good start. Have mercy on us according to your will forever. The night has passed. We thank you, O Lord, and we ask you to keep us this day away from sin and deliver us. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One is God, the Father of everyone. One is his Son, Jesus Christ, the Word, who took flesh and died and rose from the dead on the third day and raised us with him. One is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. One in his hypostasis, proceeding from the Father, purifying the whole creation and teaching us to worship the Holy Trinity, one in divinity and one in essence. We praise him and bless him forever. Amen.